listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we've been talking about stress management this past month on Mormon Channel, and one type of stress that many people feel in their lives on a daily basis is anxiety. Well, severe cases of anxiety need to be treated by a professional therapist and possibly medication. There are little worries and concerns that often creep into our minds that can make life more difficult. So Chelsea Stevens recently wrote an article for the Huffington Post about some tips that she says can help her live more peaceably with her anxiety. I think everyone has probably felt some anxiety in their lives from one time to another. So the first one is to cut down on caffeine. Have a regular sleep schedule. Limit your use of social media. You know, millennials, don't let the fear of missing out or the FOMO, such a cool kid term, right? Rule your life or your mind. And don't let your bedtime be worry time. Keep a journal nearby and write down your concerns so you just don't keep stewing over them over and over again. Sometimes writing them down can kind of serve as a release, and it just leaves you, and then you don't have to think about it anymore for a while. Well, for the quote of the day, having a healthy body and mind, our emotions and emotions are what the Lord desires for each of us. There are many things that we can do on our own to combat these daily stresses and worries. And this let us think about a quote by Elder Boyd K. Packer called The Balm of Gilead. And in it, he suggests that replacing a worrisome thought with an edifying, uplifting thought has helped him in the past to deal with anxiety. And he says, our minds can become veritable junk heaps with dirty cast-off ideas that accumulate there little by little. Years ago, I put some signs in my mind. There are very clearly printed, and they say, no trespassing, no dumping allowed. On occasions, it has been necessary to show them very plainly to others. I do not want anything coming into my mind that does not have some useful purpose or some value that makes it worth keeping. I have enough trouble keeping the weeds down that sprout up in there on their own without permitting someone else to clutter my mind with things that do not edify. Very plainly and frankly put. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.